One of the most beautiful parts of Lake Champlain has also become its most polluted. The shorelands of Missisquoi Bay have been designated by the United Nations as a vital wetland, and its waters support a unique wildlife habitat. But large farming operations along rivers feeding into the bay have led to phosphorus levels in excess of twice the target limits. And according to Anthony Iarapino, staff attorney at the Vermont Office of the Conservation Law Foundation, the bay suffers from more high-alert toxic algae blooms than any other part of Lake Champlain.
Missisquoi Bay, for those that have never been there, is one of the most beautiful waterscapes perhaps in the world. The problem is, increasingly, year over year, it's also the places where we see the worst phosphorus problems.
So CLF is using an arcane statute to try to force the state to expedite cleanup efforts, despite orders from the Federal Environmental Protection Agency to ramp up phosphorus reduction measures. Water quality advocates say the problem continues to get worse. Iarapino says the decade-old provision allows citizens to petition the Agency of Agriculture to impose what are known as, quote, best management practices on the large livestock farms responsible for the bulk of the pollution flowing into the bay.
We're trying to break out of the historical dynamic in this state where we've known for a long time that farm pollution is the largest contributor to the problems in the plagued areas of the lake like Missisquoi Bay, but we've been stuck in this mode of everything has to be voluntary.
Secretary of Agriculture Chuck Ross says the state is already working on a cleanup proposal. He says the final plan will be submitted to the EPA next week. He says the plan will include a number of new phosphorus reduction measures, including many of the practices CLF is pushing for.
They range from buffer strips to exclusion from grazing and watering the animals in the streams, to nutrient management plans, to greater inspections on small farms.
Ross says it's important to work with farmers rather than simply force mandates on them. But Iarapino says relying on the voluntary participation of farmers isn't enough anymore. He says many farmers are already leading by example.
But it's neither fair nor effective, given the scope of the problem, for one farmer to be stepping up to the plate while his or her neighbor next door is just doing business as usual and polluting the lake.
The EPA has also signaled to the state that it will need to see more forceful requirements on farmers, especially in the Missisquoi Bay. The EPA is also telling the state to show how it plans to pay for the phosphorus reduction plan, something the Shulman administration has yet to disclose. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.